The new commissioner of SRAJ, Loretta Vivian Lamte, says she will be independent of political influence in performing her duties. She said the commission's core function is to be objective and fair in efforts to handle issues of the state and individuals. Ms. Lamte emphasized that SRAJ will not deviate from playing its ombudsman role and that measures will be put in place to address current challenges of the commission. She spoke to Kingsley Obinchere.
To educate the public about these things is to protect the right of every citizen, but particularly the vulnerable. It is to perform an ombudsman role of being the neutral arbiter in issues of unfairness where two sides, be it corporations, be it individuals, have a dispute that cannot be settled, particularly administrative ones. And the third part of the mandate is to investigate corruption allegations and investigate them fairly and thoroughly.
What do you see with the commission that you think, this is where I want to concentrate some attention, so that everybody will be happy with the ombudsman role I have to play?
When I see what is the total scope of the challenge I have, I know the kind of cases that are coming, but the specific things on the table now will determine my priority. It really won't be initially about my personal priorities. I might feel that anti-corruption is the area that has not had as much success as others, but I may be entirely wrong because, you know, there's the high-profile cases that one gets to know of, and then there's a lot else being done that I, before coming into SRAJ, might not know. So until I actually see what are the priorities within the commission at the moment, what the backlog is, my appointment is a feeling that a recognition that I can be independent. You know, one can have friends and associates on all sides of the political divide, but the position is in itself intended to be independent of government. You know, governments change and go, but constitutional bodies must be there, must stand. So I don't have a concern about that. I would like to reassure him that I don't intend to dance to the tune of any politician.
Commissioner of SRAJ Loretta Lamte. Meanwhile, the Executive Director of the Ghana Anti-Corruption Coalition, Florence Dennis, has called on the new SRAJ boss to prioritize tackling anti-corruption issues as the head of the commission. Speaking on Radio Ghana's Behind the News, Ms. Dennis asked Madame Lamte to also collaborate with anti-corruption institutions, since this is one of the ways to help achieve the fight against corruption.
Some of the things that we'll be expecting that we all need to work together is in terms of raising awareness and also hitting hard and not afraid of coming out to talk about his mind, especially in terms of conflict of interest in the public domain and for public officers. It's an issue that if it is well tackled, we believe that it will prevent corruption, especially in the public sector. Also, there are a lot of institutions who are fighting corruption and you need the collaboration of all these institutions.
Do you think we've worked hard in trying to retain people working on such issues? The AG's department sometimes will even be complaining about that one too.
As a nation, our constitutional law even provides some protection, not some, but quite a lot of protection for some of our constitutional bodies such as SRAG, NCC, which have made them quite very independent in terms of execution of their duties. So it is for those in such positions to ascend them themselves to it and utilize the opportunity that the constitution offers to them.
Looking at it, you are supposed to be independent, but your purse will come from somewhere. What do you do?
All of us as a country are purses from one source, but that do not have influence on your independence. Your independence is in the execution of the job that you do. And as we know, there can also be cases where politicians might use the purse again, but that is why all of us are around. If they are genuine issues in those